Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
Okay, what have I got for you? This is, Oh, we were talking about this on Ireland this morning, actually.
Go on.
This is the suggestion that mixed schools are better than single-sex schools. And the suggestion that it being put forward that all schools should be mixed from now on.
I went to a mixed secondary school. My baby school was mixed, and then all of primary school was separate.
Baby school.
Well, that's what it is. Oh, you know, your junior infants, your baby infants, your senior infants. But first class to sixth class, that was single sex.
He still fits in the uniform, Lauren.
The little
Lauren
tie.
O'Sullivan's on.
Oh, Lauren, hello.
Hello, babes.
And JP, do you call it first babies and second babies instead of juniors and seniors?
And why not? Why wouldn't I?
He's so cute.
Oh, he's adorable. He still has the little blazer. Oh, he's like a little man.
He's JP?
Manning. Oh, he's the cute. He still has his first holy haircut.
This story isn't about me, it's about whether or not single-sex schools are better than mixed schools.
The Higher Education Minister wants to see an end to single-sex schools, stating society would be better with a co-educational model of learning, raising concerns around increasing aggression and gender-based violence. Patrick O'Donovan stressed the importance of educational integration from a young age. Lauren, did you go to a mixed school or an all-girls school?
Mixed school all the way.
Right, and but that's interesting. I think I'm pretty good at guessing if people went to an all, like a single-sex school or a mixed school. And I would have put you...
Really? Why?
I don't know. It's kind of... I can generally tell that they're more sort of... there's something about their personality or the way that they sort of... they talk like and the way that they sort of get on with people. It's a sort of a different thing. I can usually tell.
So what would you have guessed?
I kind of had you down as a head girl in an all-girls school.
Like Mallory Towers.
Yeah, I did genuinely. But so you were mixed. And in terms of, well, there's been loads of discussion. First of all, academically, they say, okay, there is research to show that single-sex schools do better. They get better academic results. But then if you take that info and cross-reference it or overlay it over where single-sex schools are and who goes to single-sex schools, it turns out that they're wealthier people, and the wealthier people generally get better outcomes anyway because of things like grinds and expectations and mummies and daddies expecting, get up there and do the study. And there's a whole cultural and societal thing about it. So it's not necessarily that single-sex schools do better. It's just that single-sex school kids do better because they're well off.
Like, I bored for my third.
Why are you bored? Wait, one second, you're breaking up on me like a mother. Hang on one second. Let me go on to. I'll go on to vid sound only and
shut
that,
down that video and just go.
Shut
to
down
all
the video and see go to all talk. Will that work? What a dose! Oh my god!
That's can't see beautiful Lauren now.
Lauren, babies, can you hear me now? No. Nah, sure.
Here we go.
Oh, sure. I'm just hanging up on you. I'm good. What I'll do is I'll actually ring her on the. On the old FaceTime, how about that?
I did think when I was growing up, so I went to a mixed school, secondary school. My school had only just become mixed about 2 years before I went to that school, though. So it had always been an all-boys school and they let the girls in. And we always viewed the people who went to single-sex schools as being a bit unusual, a bit odd, a bit strange. Not the people themselves, but the idea of it.
Hello, babes. Sorry about that.
Hello.
I've got you. It's so much clearer there now. Sorry. It's much better. You were saying you boarded then for your last year, was it, or last couple of years?
Yeah, boarded in 6 years. So, and it was the school I was in was mixed boarding at the time, which is brilliant. And we minded each other. And I was thinking about this earlier after talking to JP. And 9 boys, 7 girls went on my 6 year holiday out of my class. And I remember thinking, how lucky we were. Like, the lads really minded us and we really minded them. We had a really, really close unit. And I think going to a mixed school, I did have a really, really good set of, like, boy friends growing up and, like, when we went into college. But I don't think it really makes a difference. It just makes sense that schools would be mixed because, obviously, you're mixed in the workplace or you're mixed in college. But, I mean, I think there's girls that go to all-girls schools or lads that go to all-boys schools that have friends of the opposite sex. We were just kind of all together all the time. But I think we had friends that weren't in our school.
Well, yeah, but I think you've got more opportunity to make friends that are,
yes,
you know, of the opposites, obviously, because you're spending
and just
much
friends,
more time together.
There's not as much focus on like hooking up.
Because then it's like when you're going to the youth disco or the teenage disco, do they even have discos anymore? Whatever it is, whatever the social occasion where kids meet up, teenagers mix up, there's much less focus on, oh my God, I've never seen a girl before. And yeah, you know, you have to score, you have to get together, you have to shift. No, it's like we just hang out together because we already hang out together in school. That's a really good point. My mind is blown at this notion of mixed boarding. Wow.
Oh, now listen, we weren't all like sharing bedrooms. Like we were totally separated.
Yeah. But still, like, I mean, that's...
Yeah, there were a few schools at the time. I don't know anywhere that does it anymore, but there was a few schools at the time. But they phased it out. I think they phased out the girls first and then the boys. And it wasn't huge numbers. It was small.
Yeah. But again, I suppose when you're all living together, it creates much more of like that, a bond or more of a sort of a sibling.
Yeah. Like your siblings. Yeah, totally. And I remember that there was two or three lads that I boarded with that were on that 6 year holiday with me. And we were just so used to each other and having breakfast together, having dinner together, being in each other's space all the time.
That's interesting. I often think you say, I didn't have a particularly great time in school. I don't know, you could call it bullying, call it whatever you like. I didn't have a great time in school. I have this romantic notion that maybe if I was in a mixed school, I would have had friends that were girls. Because I'm even more naturally, even now as an adult, I've got more friends that are girls. And maybe I would have, but like, there's this other thing that like maybe it came down to who I was when I was in school, that the type of personality I wasn't good at mixing with other people. I wasn't particularly, and girls or boys, I wouldn't have necessarily had a particularly good time in school. Everyone's inclined to go, the grass is always greener, you know?
Yeah. And do you think because of the experience you had in school, you're more inclined to send your kids to a certain type of school based on your own experience? You're like, well, I didn't like being in a single sex school.
No, but I know a lot of other parents would be like that. That would be glued to the notion that no, they're going to. I had a great time in school, so they have to have exactly the same experience as me. I would actually sort of be the opposite. That I'd be like, no, I can understand that school is hard. Primary and secondary for me was hard, and whatever my boys are going to go through, I just have the expectation that it's going to be hard, and it's going to be hard whether it's mixed or single sex. It's still going to be hard. So we're just going to try and find the best school. Another thing that I've learned as well, and this is something you learn as you get older, And the schools still have an awful lot of autonomy. You kind of think that, every school is school is school is school is school. And across the board, every school is the same. Everyone has exactly the same experience. No, schools can be wildly different in terms of their approaches, in terms of the way they teach and the way they allow interaction between students and between the students and the teachers, I find.
Yeah, and I think as well, like, how you parent. Like, one thing I've learned now being a parent is, listen, like, you're going to run into issues no matter what school they go to. It's how you deal with them at home is ultimately how they deal with them and how you get through issues. You know, it's school. The book doesn't stop with school. It's how you deal with certain issues at home.
Yeah, that's just a good point. Ideally, send them off to boarding school would be my solution. Yeah, yeah. immediately. Will they take 10? He's 10, 12, my boys. Yeah. That's quite...
I do wonder how much of an effect it has on a kid's development if they're in a mixed school or single sex. I went to a mixed school. Mm. I know loads of lads my age who went to single sex school, and they're all in happy, healthy relationships and have been for a while. And I think pretty much all of them are married. So it didn't sort of stunt
their
ability.
What are you saying, sorry? Because someone went to a single sex school. This is your anecdotal observation.
You would assume, I mean, what the gentleman, what's his name, Patrick...
O'Donovan. Yeah,
he's saying that mixed schools will foster better relationships between the genders, healthier relationships. Everybody I know, dudes mostly, who went to single-sex schools, they've all had happy, healthy relationships. So I wonder, is it, like you were saying, Lauren, very much specific to the individual and specific to their home life and their family life,
totally.
I think.
Totally. Yeah. I think we do. We put too much focus on, you know, if they're distracted or not. Like, look, I didn't do a tap from leaving cert in a mixed school. I definitely wouldn't have done a tap in a single-sex school either.
That's it, you see. Everyone's experience is going to be similar enough. Like, I think... One thing, though, that we did consider this morning as we were thinking about it was sort of having... Okay, I'm going to speak at it from a male perspective, my own perspective. Having girls in the room while, I don't know, sex ed is being discussed, or consent, the notion of consent, or male privilege now, as will come up in conversation. These notions, modern notions that are being discussed, and where women are in the room with you actually talking about their own experiences, it'd be much easier to have that kind of a discussion in a like 15 lads and 15 girls rather than all 30 lads, I think.
It's interesting you bring that up, and I don't know what your experience was, Lauren, but I nearly remember for sure in our school we had some sort of combined sex ed class, and then we were split up into boys and girls, and we went off and had our separate conversations with the teachers.
Wow.
In separate classes.
That's wild.
Yes.
I don't know that happens these days.
Well.
Right.
And it was so ridiculous then, and there was so much. Oh, listen, I think they have to revisit that entire system and like how they have those conversations to start with. But yeah, I do remember being brought together and then separated.
Wow. Anyway, 0874 100 102. I'm looking forward to reading people's, like, I went to an all-boys school and I turned out great. And then similarly, loads of people say, I went to an all-girls school, I turned out great. And then others, I went to a mixed school, I turned out great. What are the pros and cons of it? What are the benefits? What are the advantages? I suppose that, like, from a younger age, that you do learn to actually interact. You do have an experience.
They're scared of me life of girls.
And this is the thing.
Still am.
But this is also a thing. But you were scared of your life of girls at a younger age and learning how to deal with them and having sisters. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's a whole mixed bag. And mixing that bag younger is probably easier and probably better for you. I don't know. I'm not an educator. I don't know. But this is a suggestion. Lauren, babes, thanks so much for talking to us. And,
guys, I miss you. I'll see you soon.
When are you coming back in again? What's the story?
Ray, you look great. I saw you on the telly.
Yeah, you're right. I do.
Is Tommy Bo Brick in it? You're going to take his job?
He is, yeah. Apparently, he's been texting Warren going, listen, I'm going to come back early.
Yeah, he should.
Like, Tommy Bo, the most gorgeous man in Ireland. He's texting going, like, I wasn't worried before, but Ray's lost 5 pounds. So I'm glad to come in now. Babes, see you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, a little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey!